Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hello.
Hola. How are you, Molly?
Oh, great, great. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Doing good. Yeah, getting into the holiday spirit a little bit more.
I have to admit, I actually listened to your and I's most favorite Christmas album.
Kenny and Dolly!
Yes, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Yes, I have been playing that in the car for the last couple days.
That's one of my favorites.
I know it is. I know it is.
Darling, you're in love with me.
I can't sing.
It's the greatest gift of all. I love that album.
It is. It is so it's super nostalgic favorites. For me. Yes. And I know that you and I share that love.
Oh my God. Well, we saw Kenny perform, remember?
We did. How many years thought ago? We were going to lose him.
Yeah. Kenny almost died on stage, you guys. Kenny Rogers, the gambler himself, like gambled with life.
He was not doing well.
He like had a coughing fit and didn't come back out for like 45 minutes.
We thought it would be announced that he had passed away.
Oh my God. And then I honestly thought that was an imposter that came back. That's Kenny, but he's still going. Oh, I think man. He's still alive somewhere.
We love you, Kenny.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh.
Shut up. Oh, I love that. That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that Kenny and Dolly.
Yes, I love it.
Christmas album. Hey. Hey. All right.
Awesome.
Well, what do you got? That's a thing. That's a little thing.
Yes.
But what is your thing for this week?
I actually came across something that has been blowing up on Instagram, and I have to admit, I'm kind of obsessed.
Oh.
Like, I didn't think that I was going to think it was so cool. And I watched probably 45 minutes of, like, Instagram posts.
Oh.
Like, the other night when I was doing my research.
Oh.
Have you heard of DIY nose jobs that people are doing?
Like rhinoplasty?
Well, not for real.
Heard of do-it-yourself hand jobs.
No, this is the nose.
Coming out hot. Coming out hot.
All right,
do-it-yourself nose job.
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
so,
I can't wait.
So this is a huge hit on Instagram right now, which I thought, like, some of the research I was doing was saying, like, you know, I'm sure you've seen this already. I'm like, what feed am I not on?
Right.
I'm not getting this.
I'm seeing it on Instagram all the time.
Me too.
Checking our own Instagram.
Right.
So that's the thing. But like, this is the first I've heard of it. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious.
So people are using like wax to create, face wax to create like a different nose for themselves.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. It is this stuff. And it's highly popular in like in the entertainment business, like used for that kind of stuff. But it's not like prosthetics; it's not anything like that. No, it's not like a fake nose putting on, like being glued on. It is actual face wax. The brand that like was all over all the stuff I was looking at is Ben Nye Nose and Scar Wax. And it retails for about $30 for like 16 ounces of it.
Okay.
So it's not like ridiculously like bougie Hollywood makeup stuff.
No.
You can just order it online. And so basically people are taking them and like you mold it in your hand and you put it on your face. And they did recommend like you use like a little bit of like skin like glue stuff. Not like permanent glue, but you know, like duh. But, and then so you put that on and then you just apply your makeup like regular. And apparently it's really big in like Asia, mostly China. Like these videos on Instagram, you guys, it is insane how transformed these people become. Like they put on like the nose wax that, they also have, face tape.
To pull your face back. Okay.
And so you apply like the face tape, the nose wax, and like do yourself up. These women are transforming themselves into completely like different looking people. Like I could not believe it. And I kept watching these videos. And then part of the attraction, which is like the huge, like what's making it go viral on Instagram, is the video of removing it.
Oh.
So it is like,
do you not just take it off?
It is like the ultimate like makeover. And then the video that people have been posting a lot of is actually like removing all of this stuff and how different they look in real life. And like the face wax, you could just take it off. People were just using, I don't know, almost like a tiny spatula or something like okay. that. Or like a little, just a little brush wedge or something like okay. that can, you could just scrape it off. But you just scrape it off. And it was so satisfying to watch them like take this stuff off.
Oh, I bet.
And like, yeah, scrape it off and like peel the tape off and just
watch their face just.
They look like different people.
I'll go out.
Yeah, it was so crazy. And like, they. Yeah, there's so many videos of, like, that's what's going viral is, like, them removing all this. And it's, like, not just the foundation and mascara. People are using colored contacts, false lashes.
Sure.
Taping their jaws, like, with, it's called, like, face slimming tape is what it is. Fake sculpted noses, chins. They were doing chins as well. And it's not in, like, a, like, I'm freaky Halloween makeup.
No, it's just, I want a slimmer chin, or I need this to be protruded
completely,
a little bit more.
And apparently this is
maybe
something.
Maybe a little bit more point on my nose.
Right, and apparently this is something that is very common in China. Like, most women do this.
Really?
Like, are, like, changing that
stuff. Isn't
that
crazy?
Like, to go out to the club on a Saturday night. Like, that's, like, you put your face wax on. And, like, change
what
the
way
your face.
What a way to, like, get at your boyfriend. Well, and be like.
Right?
I'm sorry.
I'm somebody new.
Like, do you have a girlfriend? No. Right. Shake.
Yeah. Tear your nose off. Oh my God. Yeah, it was so interesting to watch this. And
this is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, there were two girls that I looked at, and they have open Instagrams.
Sure.
The one girl was Esti with an I, ESTI. _beauty_journal.
Okay.
And then also Promise Tamang, like the word promise and then TAMANG.
Okay.
Tamang. Both of their like Instagram accounts were just mesmerizing.
Oh, I can't wait
all
to
their
go
stuff
watch
that
it.
They had, all the videos. It was so cool. Like, I really I want to try it. Like, it was really neat to see how they were able to like change. It was more so, it seems like fun, you know?
Right. So does the wax come in different colors, though?
They had
foundation comes in different colors?
Yes, they had different hues of skin tones. And then, but you're also applying makeup over it as well.
Yeah.
So you would just put, like, your regular, it's not white or anything like that. They had skin tones that were on there.
Well, I'd have to add a couple freckles.
You could. You could.
So I'd be like, why is your nose not freckled?
Well, and then, like, another thing, too, that I thought it was really cool and really fun, but I can't imagine how long this takes these women to get ready.
Well,
just to go out for a Saturday night.
I guess my question is, is it, like, eyebrow wax? Like, it's a smelted wax? Or, like, is it more like a Play-Doh
type? I would say it's more like a putty,
like
Play-Doh.
Like a putty, and then you
thing.
Just kind of.
But when the girl was putting it on, it was, like, they would roll it, like, in a ball, like, in their hand, and then, like, kind of, like, smear it on their nose, and then it would almost looked like they were spreading, like, cream to, like, make
I feel
it.
Like you have to be some type of, like, clay sculptor, though. I mean,
I struggle
with just putting on makeup and making myself look. Like, that's appropriate, you know what I mean? Let alone creating a whole new nose
Well, most of the stuff, and I'm sure, like, the girls that...
takes practice.
Right, exactly. Like, the girls that were doing the videos that I were watching were obviously, like, professional makeup artists.
Right.
Like, they, like, you know, like, everything on their Instagram accounts, like, it was obvious that that's what they either did for a living or, you know, have been doing it forever. And most of the stuff that I read just said that you would... It just takes some practice with, you know, patience and practice or whatever to get it down to what you look.
Crazy.
But I think it would be really cool to mess around with. I really want to try that, the face tape. I think that would be cool. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, because if you could really see it on there.
Yeah.
Or how does that work? I don't know. And like the contouring that these girls were doing with their faces. They were amazeballs.
They have a lot of those. They show them on the... the interweb. my mother all of a sudden, but they show them on the internet about, you know, like, here's the normal person, and then here they are after their makeup's done. I mean, it's almost like those kids, like toddlers and tiaras. Yeah, like, right? They look like a different person. Airbrush makeup, and they're a completely different person. So really, you can be just about anybody.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting, the transformations. I mean, and I love me a good makeover story. Like, yeah. I love that. Like, yeah. I think it's really cool to see someone transform. And, like, just even, like, the confidence that comes with, like, a makeover and stuff like this. And, like, these women, they just look so different. Like, it was amazing that they would that they were transformed so much just by, like, a little face wax.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what makes me want to try it and be like, ooh, who could I become?
Right. You know? Well, like, what's funny...
Not that I don't like who I am now.
No,
but, you know,
you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I it's funny because I always see on... like, I watch a lot of Bravo, as yes. we've talked about yes. before. And so, like, the housewives and everything. So, it's, like, every season somebody's had a little something right. done. Or, like, when they have them on, like, Watch What Happens Live afterwards, you know, Andy's always like, what have you had done since the reunion? Or what have you had done since last season? And they're like, nothing. And he's like, no fillers. And they're like, oh, well, I've had some Botox and some fillers. And
right.
I mean, you fill in your cheeks and you fill in this and you...
Right.
You know, and they're like, oh, it's all contouring. I'm like, there is no way that nose is the same nose that was in season one.
Maybe it's got some wax on there.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, maybe that's what they're doing is putting a little bit of that on there and protruding it out or
you
something.
Know, what I thought was really funny, though, is that, you know, I mean, because the transformation was so drastic from, you know, what they naturally look like.
Right.
Can you imagine, like, meeting somebody when you're all wet, face waxed up?
Oh,
and,
gosh.
Like, you're out, like, and you meet somebody and... You know, whatever. The next morning,
they're
like, whoa, 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 whoa. Who are you, the roommate? Yeah. Like, who are you?
Yeah. What's this nose doing in my bed? I think my fear would be, like, I would put my nose on and I'd be feeling all, you know, feeling all right and everything. And I'd be at the club and I'd sweat my nose off.
They did have recommend there were, like, sprays that you can put on it to prevent, like, sweating and stuff like that from melting. Yeah.
But can you, so it doesn't come, like, over your nostrils?
No, like it's
so
literally.
You can still breathe. Like, you don't have to cut holes in
it. No. It, like, literally looked like just a super thick foundation.
That
they were putting on.
Kind of contoured over and, mm-hmm. oh, that's
it
so
It was
bananas.
Really, like, it was really thick. I mean, and I think I may have found, like, a new, like, calling in my Instagram viewing or something.
Yeah.
I know, like, makeup tutorials and stuff like that. Yeah. Lots of women watch them or whatever. It's not really something that I've ever, like, but it's not something I've ever really watched. But after doing the research for this, I was just like, oh, I might have to start subscribing to this stuff. I like it.
I'm sure, though, right, we did a whole episode about how your kids only watch, like, other kids
right
with now toys I'm, and now I'm yeah. sure your son's probably like, mom, what are you watching?
Right,
you're just watching people I'm put noses on, like,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. All right, I learned it by watching you.
Oh, 80s drug
totally.
Those are the best.
Yeah, so that's wow. a thing, Angela. It was super cool. Like, and especially, like, at first when I, like, saw, it was like a click or whatever that brought me to it. And when I first saw it, this girl had, like, a spatula, like, knife thing looking, and she was, like, cutting her nose. Oh. And I was like, oh, God, what is this?
What,
like, what did I find?
Yeah.
And then I find out it's, like, the face wax. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that's super, well, and I honestly, I'm really appreciative that this is a thing, because I feel like so many people anymore spend so much money on plastic surgery. And
right,
it's like,
or they're quick to do it.
Right,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, I want a new nose. So they get a nose, and then a year later, they're like, oh, well, it's not exactly how I wanted it.
Yeah.
Or that nose apparently isn't in style anymore,
right?
So,
well, people get addicted to that kind of
and now
stuff.
I
yeah.
want it to be pointier, and I want it to look like that. I mean, look at, like, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And, you know, some other people that you can just tell, like, that's probably 3 or 4 nose jobs.
Right.
And they talk about on some of those shows that after a while, like, your nasal cannulas or whatever, they're
oh,
called,
yeah, you fuck
like
them up
fall
big time.
In and
yeah.
you can't breathe anymore,
yeah.
you can't breathe through. I mean, there's just all this kind of stuff. So it's like, hey, you know, first of all, embrace who you are, love it.
Right.
You know, obviously we wear makeup.
Or at least maybe give this a try before you go under the knife.
Yeah, like, try out your new nose. And even then, I doubt that, you know, putty is probably still easier than a knife and sutures trying to figure out
Ooh.
How to, you know, Ooh. Break. And they have to break your nose for rhinoplasty.
No.
So, yeah, so I think that's, I am a very appreciative that this is becoming
a
thing.
Yeah, it's really,
like,
cool. I definitely want to try that face tape, because how many times do I stand in front of the mirror and just, like, pull the face, the skin on my face back, like Molly at 25, Molly at 40, Molly at 25, Molly at 40. Like, it's just, you know, could
gravity.
Use for a little lift,
oh,
but I don't think I could
gravity.
Ever have surgery, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I would. I don't know. Yeah, well, that face tape, and then all of a sudden it's like if you see somebody at the store one day and you're not wearing it, like, are you okay? Are you ill?
It's a little long in the face.
No, I... You gained weight? No, I just don't have my face taped back.
That is, like, yeah, it's almost like an imposter thing. Like, wait, what's going on here? Okay.
Awesome.
You got a new nose.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I'm that's super. I have never heard of
that.
Yeah,
it's again, really cool.
I don't know what I should be subscribing to, yeah. I guess.
Apparently, but, it's viral on Instagram, but I don't know.
Oh, that's one thing. I don't think I'll ever be viral.
I don't know. Hopefully, so. Awesome. All right. Well, what do you got this week, girl?
Well, I think it's kind of funny. So, for once, like, we're not really in the same ballpark anywhere. Like, at all. I mean, I'm sure we can kind of figure a way to connect the dots here, but
okay, no, I like it. Spice it up.
Completely different. It's crazy.
Okay.
So, mine is, this is actually an article I saw in Cosmo.
Okay.
I know you guys probably think I'm going along the same lines as mine, but I'm not. And this is actually, they talked about a cafe, which actually it's more of a bed and breakfast type of place, that lets you eat with giraffes.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
It's called Giraffe Manor.
Okay.
And it's this really large mansion type place. It's in the Langata suburb of Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay.
And it's this big mansion type place that has these large windows at it. And it's on this giraffe sanctuary. And basically the giraffes are able to just come up and you're eating breakfast and they stick their head through the windows and eat off the plates. And you can, I know, it was a little creepy.
What?
They can eat off the plates.
Dude, those things got giant long ass
tongues. Oh my God. That was the one thing I was like, ew, 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 ew. Like, watching it, I was like, no, 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 like.
Yeah, I don't know if I could continue to eat with, like, this slimy, like, and they're black, too. I think their tongues are black.
Oh, yeah, this big old tongue that comes out at you, and their necks moving around and just knocking your water glasses over and everything. And so, so I saw this article, and I thought, this is a thing that I need to know some more about.
Yes,
so,
I would like to know more.
So I actually went to their website, and their website is thesafaricollection.com. So the Giraffe Manor is actually a part of this safari collection. So there's all these excursions and things that you can take while you're at the safari collection. But these giraffes basically just come up. They come into your room. They can come either into your room that you're staying
in.
And because these rooms have like some dining areas and stuff, or they have this big breakfast area that they can come and eat at, and the dinner area as well.
Hey, get out of here. I don't have my clothes on.
Yeah.
Beat it, you stupid giraffe.
I guess know what you're getting into before you sign up to it, kind of a thing. But it's actually, they said it's a very personal experience because there's only 12 rooms in this mansion.
Sure.
And they're very large, kind of luxury suites type of deal. But there's only 12 rooms in this mansion. And it sits on 12 acres of land, which is actually embedded inside a 140-acre forest.
Oh, cool.
So there's a lot of courtyards that are out there. There's a lot of, obviously this big forest is out there.
Did it say, like, are the giraffes just, like, roaming free? Like,
yes,
you can go outside?
The giraffes are wild. So this is actually, it's a forest, and the giraffes are actually, this place is actually a giraffe sanctuary.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, but they have this big outdoor area. I mean, it's a destination type place.
Yeah.
And they have like these big swings. You can sit and the giraffes will help push you on the
swings. What? That is
so
cool.
It's so adorable, right? And so they can do all those things. And yeah. And I guess this cafe is what they call it. But it's, again, it's really this manor. But they call it this cafe or whatever. Has actually been around since 1930.
What?
It's been a thing forever. But it's just recently become more popular because we're getting bougie, right? And we can't, like, we have to have these destination vacations.
Right.
Like, Cabo is so 2016, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like,
I want to eat with fucking giraffes, all
right? Yeah, like, oh my God, we can't go to Cancun again. Like, I've done it. Like, I want a giraffe to do a body
like
shot
new,
off with
well,
me in Kenya.
Giraffe to do a body shot. Well, it sounds like the new, like, swimming with the dolphins. Like, you know, that was super huge when we were younger,
absolutely.
When that started happening.
Yeah, now you can do that at, like,
everywhere.
At your local Y. So. Like, yeah, Yeah, so now it's like, oh, what did you do on spring break? Oh, I went to, you know, Dominican. Oh, really? Because I fed sharks and turks and then went and fed giraffes in Kenya. Like, and so anyway, so it's I know. And so it's with
the past, I like your Rich Valley girl voice.
I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like I'd be a really good Rich Valley girl. So I just need to be given that opportunity.
Right.
I need
bring on the giraffes.
Yeah, so if any of you out there are listening, bankroll me. Because right? I could really make something out of this. Awesome. But it's extremely popular. So okay. Of course, because it's become a popular over the past couple of years. So you actually have to book a year in advance.
I was going
to
say, what's the wait list for that, for sure?
You have to absolutely book a year in advance. And this is super bougie because the price is beyond bananas, okay? It's
Wait. $1 million.
A little less than
okay,
that.
Okay.
Less, okay. Yeah. $1 million. That's all I can think of. So it's actually $620 per adult per night.
Okay. Okay.
$420 per child per night.
Ooh.
So Molly, if
leaving
you
the kids at
and
home.
Your husband and your three children wanted to go feed giraffes in Nairobi, it would cost you $2,500 a night for a family of five. Now.
Podcast isn't bringing in any money yet. We can't do that.
We need some sponsors. for those of you out there, again, looking to bankroll our lifestyle. But now, you don't just... That $620 a night doesn't just come with...
That's just the bed.
That's yeah. Yeah, no. So that includes... that actually includes your ride from the airport to the forest.
Okay.
And then good. From the forest to the
walking.
Manor.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know if they have Ubers out in Nairobi. Maybe they do. But it's an all-inclusive type package, so your meals are included.
Oh, which okay.
I was like, I would hope the fuck so, because the giraffe is eating off your goddamn plate. Okay? I would be like, excuse me, I paid for the steak.
I would like to eat the steak. Like... back off, giraffe.
Yeah, like, I realize the Caesar salad looks amazing. mine, right? Like, well, smack their hand out of the way.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the meals are included. And this is what I thought was hilarious. It also includes drink, but only house wine, house beers, and house spirits.
Was this a wedding?
What's not included is champagne and luxury spirits.
Oh.
So... oh. There's no nitro mojitos included.
No, there's not.
In fact, I don't even know if Tito's is considered.
No.
Like, I don't know if you could be like, can I get a Tito's and soda? I'm sorry, that's not part of your giraffe eating package.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm right now thinking like, okay, like giraffes can't just like straight up like eat people food. Like, so are they
I'm
like.
I'm sure they hand you like, there's things
you gotta
at the table
have like
stuff.
Like, yeah, like leaves on your plate. I don't know. Like, what if the.
Well,
the,
they had. Like things at the table that the giraffes could bring their heads in and like eat. I think they kind of like, oh, well, this looks like something I would normally eat. So,
well, then what if the giraffe like really wants what you have on your plate? And then it's like, no.
I don't know how that handle. I don't know if you call your waiter over and discuss that there's a giraffe in my soup. They'd be like, yeah, you fucking ordered it. You're at Giraffe Manor.
Yes, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, and I forgot to mention that the rate also includes, you get all access to their croquet yards.
Oh.
So you can play
croquet. We're going.
Croquet.
We're going.
There is a massage therapist on the grounds, but that's not included either.
So I was going to say, that's for the giraffe.
No, that's for you. Like, if you're just so stressed about feeding these giraffes all day.
Okay.
There is a massage therapist, which, I mean, I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, well, this is kind of cool, but at the same time, I would so be over this in 5 minutes. Like, I'd be like, oh, look, a giraffe ate off the table. What are we doing next?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if that's just I'm a go kind of person. I always have to have, like, constant stimulation.
Yeah.
But well, I can relax. Don't get me wrong. I can relax on a beach like nobody's business, right. Especially if there's a swim-up bar. But if well, you're house wine and spirits...
Yeah. I mean, and I think it would be really cool to, like, have, like, a meal. But, like, I mean, I don't know. It's like if you're having three meals a day and giraffes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe it's not like that.
You know? So they did say that they usually come in the morning and then they'll kind of migrate back again at night.
Uh-huh.
So I think lunch you're on your own. But they also have, so this is what I thought was funny, is that they have just a day, like you can just book a day package from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
But it's the same damn price as if you were to spend the night. So,
but just if you want experience but can't wait a year or whatever.
No, you still have to book like in advance. It's not just a like a you know, a pop in kind of a thing. And in fact, gosh, in fact, so one of the questions that was on the website, I about pissed myself because I was reading it and it was so funny because one of the questions says, "If I'm in Nairobi, can I pop by to have a coffee and a look at a giraffe?"
Oh my god. Can I just pop by?
I was like, when I'm in Nairobi, can I just pop by and get maybe a latte and a look at one of your giraffes? You cannot.
They have giraffes at the zoo.
Yeah, no, you can't just pop in.
Okay.
So you again, you have to have a reservation made like and pay months the and months
$600 or whatever
and all that kind of stuff. Now, they have a little bit more than just, you know, so they have the manor that has all of the rooms and everything, but then they also have these campsites. So you can actually go and...
I don't think I want to be camping...
with these giraffes and wild animals and everything else. Well, I think they're kind of sanctioned off. Like, it's kind of... I don't know how, but... And I was confused. You guys all have to go on the website and look if you truly want to go. But
right.
I was confused on some of the pricing because it said it was $4,500 to get, like, to book the tent and all this other type of stuff. And it, like...
Okay.
But I think it's more like glamping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, because they said, and then it includes like a bonfire like, every night. And I was like, oh, so
if they're like running, like, as a herd, like, we're going to take out a tent, you know? Like,
well, I think it's sanctioned off, like, it's right next to maybe this manor, and it's maybe not in
Is that the same price?
In a run zone, or, no, that's like $4,500.
Just for one night?
For the camping. I couldn't tell if it was for a night or if it was for, like, a 3-week time period is what I was looking at, but then the same
you must time really want to go if you really want to go, you got to figure out the price.
And if you want to go over Christmas time,
oh snap,
it's an additional $80 per person per night.
What?
I was like, where are you scamming on the holiday, bitches? Come on, like Merry Christmas. We're gonna go pay, and you better like it because I paid an extra $80 right, for this right? kind of a thing.
Wow.
Okay. So, like I said before, the really cool thing about this is that they are, like I said, a sanctuary for the giraffes, and it's a specific herd of Rothschild giraffes.
Oh.
That is the majority of the giraffes that are there, and each stay actually allows the owners of the sanctuary to continue to rescue giraffes because they're down in Africa and there's poachers and all these things. So it actually is a sanctuary for the giraffes. They're allowed to rescue them. They protect them. They provide them, you know, with their natural forest area.
And that's just that like kind of thing, like having like a bed and breakfast or whatever there. Like, just makes me worry about the giraffes. Like, there's got to be some rich dick that goes in there and, like, fucks with the giraffes or something.
Oh, I'm sure they probably... It seems like it's a very upscale type place. But I'm sure that there's... I mean, I'm sure somebody's getting drunk and trying to ride a giraffe. Right.
They're paying for those spirits. Right? Those top shelf. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you get bored with the giraffes, you can walk down...
Did you just say, and try and ride the giraffe?
Yes. I would totally try and ride a giraffe. I'd be like, can we hop on this bad boy? But
you can onto the neck.
Yeah. You can walk down the road and there's a place called the Davis Shedrick Wildlife Trust where you can adopt a baby elephant.
Oh,
I know.
Like, dude, okay.
Like a little Dumbo. I don't even know how much that was. That price was not listed.
Did you get to meet it and stuff?
Oh, yeah. You get to hang out with these baby elephants down at this little place. So so they did say that the ideal length of stay is just 2 nights.
Okay.
Which I would 1,000% agree with because, again, there's only so much you can do while you're there. And this was probably one of the best parts is that there was a disclaimer on the website that said the giraffes at Giraffe Manor are wild.
Okay.
And therefore, they cannot guarantee interaction with them at any given time.
Oh.
You may fucking go.
And not even see a giraffe.
Not even see a goddamn giraffe. Oh. I would be pissed.
I would be like,
get in your damn Jeep. Take me on a safari hunt. We are seeing an animal somewhere. All right? Like,
Wow. Yeah, that chance.
Which it looked like
probably rare that happened.
All the videos that I watched, I mean, there was like, it was almost like the giraffes were mauling people at breakfast. Like there was like 14 of them standing around with their heads in there. And people are just like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, you knew what you were getting into. Like, it's not like you're at Chili's and a monkey ran through. Like,
right.
You.
Why are you so surprised?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, drips popping in. I'm like, listen, Susan, like, you, what the fuck? Like, it was hilarious. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's actually in, so of course, like I said, it's, you know, it's becoming more popular because people are going on these destination vacations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also because people want these big destination weddings. And so it's become kind of a popular place to have a wedding.
Oh.
Which I was sitting there thinking about it and I'm like, well, how popular can it super be? Because you can only put, there's only 12 rooms.
Right. And well, you definitely can't stay there. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't know if you can have your wedding. And then I was like, well, I guess they have that campsite too. But I thought, fuck you. If I'm paying.
Well, going all the way to Nairobi and camping.
To camp for your damn wedding with some giraffes. And my other question is, and this was never addressed anywhere on their website. Are you just dodging, like, giraffe patties?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the courtyard? Yeah. Like, oh, there's steaming pile of giraffe dong. Like, you gotta walk past that kind of thing? I mean,
probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure people go out and pick it up, but, I mean,
I don't know.
How often do they poop scoop?
Right? Is that a big shovel? Like, I've never seen giraffe turds. Like, are they huge?
Not really in my knowledge. I don't know.
Molly, why don't you know this?
They haven't made jewelry out of it. I don't know.
That'll be the next thing. So they actually, it was pretty cool because they have a lot of different, so you can go and stay just at Giraffe Manor, but really it's part of these, the reason it's called the Safari Collection website is because they have all of these different excursions that you can do. And so it's kind of like, oh, well, nights 4 and 5 are at Giraffe Manor where, you know, so they had one that's called the Virunga Gorilla Exploration.
Ooh.
And so you go and you get to go see the gorillas and interact with them and do some stuff like that. And then you spend a couple nights at the manor. Nice. There's another one called the Migration Extravaganza.
Oh.
Where you follow the
migration. Where you're dodging herds that are migrating.
Yes, like antelopes and rhinos and giraffes and like you're just.
Nobody moves. Yeah. And like, they won't hit you.
Running, all I'm picturing is just the Lion King, right?
Right,
and like
right, right.
Simba's dying. Oh,
no. Simba dies.
The circle of love. It's the pinion and a bistro. How many people do you think go to this place and like sing the Lion King?
Oh, of course. Like the people, everybody that works there is like, shut the fuck up.
We're probably just a bunch of turds. Like,
no, we are.
Oh my God. So, but yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. So I it'd be one of those where I'd be like, oh, I can't go to your party. I have to go to the Migration Extravaganza.
You so want to do this.
I know. And then there was one called the Beach and Bush.
I'm sorry?
The Beach and Bush.
Beach and Bush.
Which, for our listeners out there that don't personally know me, I'm really a 13-year-old boy at heart. You say booby, bush, titty, you know what it turds, farts. Like,
yes.
I giggle and I laugh. Like, my niece, she's always like, fart, fart. I'm like, yes, fart, farts. Like, hilarious. So beach and bush. And I was like, oh, I have to know about beach and bush.
What is this?
So it's actually.
Naked and afraid?
Yeah, right? Right? That's kind of what I was thinking. And so the beach and bush, it's. I can't wait. I'm really like, oh, I'm going to the beach and bush. I'm sorry. We're not partying in the beach and bush. But it's actually $8,000 per person.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
Well, it's 11 nights.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just like a couple nights.
I thought you meant like for just the excursion or
no,
whatever.
No. Well, it's 8,000.
Eight nights. Okay.
11 nights.
Oh, 11 nights.
$8,000 per person. It's 11 nights. And basically what it does is you kind of start out over at like the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
And you're on the beach and you do the cocktails and the bougie, you know.
Super bougie.
Beach and all that kind of stuff. And then it takes you through like a safari excursion. And then you get to ride horses on the beach. And then you got to, I don't know if you're part of this migration extravaganza. extravaganza. But it ends with a two-night stay then at Giraffe Mia.
Oh, that's really cool.
So it's kind of like moving yourself throughout Kenya, I would say, if you were going to
like think about taking like a trip of a lifetime type thing. Right. That's the kind of money you would spend anyways. Well, so that's really cool. I like that they've made it into that thing. I don't know about, you know, spending $2,500 for my family for one night at this thing, but like an 11-day trip for $8,000 with all of that included.
Airfare not included.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just for once you get there.
Right. Yeah. Once you get there.
But still, I mean, yeah, that's great. That's really cool.
So I thought that was a really neat thing. And then, you know, and I'm like, okay, it's, you know, again, I think it's a little for the more the bougie, more from the well-off type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, those. But if you, it is something that you're saving up for. But I also then kind of sat there and I started thinking about it. And I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure over at the Peoria Zoo, for $5, you can feed a giraffe. Yeah.
They had, we went last. We went last summer or last winter, and they had a baby giraffe there. Oh, it was the cutest thing ever.
Adorable.
Loved it. So, I had never in my life ever seen a baby giraffe before.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen giraffes but at the zoos and stuff.
With walking,
but it was so cute. Oh, it was only 2 months old when we saw it. It was adorbs. So cute.
Yeah. So you can
feed giraffes at the zoo.
So if you don't have $2,500 to $8,000 and maybe the PTO banked to travel to Nairobi to go to Giraffe Manor, you can always visit the Peoria Zoo here in Illinois and feed a giraffe for around $5. Mm-hmm. So we really bring
you... I'm pretty sure most zoos that have giraffes offer that as well.
We bring you... And probably for an extra $2, you can get one of those damn sticks and go stand in the bird thing.
Bring your coffee.
Right?
While you're feeding it, drink your coffee. Oh, there you go. Coffee with a giraffe.
Maybe get some Kenya coffee. Maybe get some coffee from Kenya. They have it at the Kroger. At the Jewels. It's fine. So... Yes. So we're really here to bring you alternative solutions to Giraffe Manor and rhinoplasty.
Oh, my God.
Just get a little face
there. There you go. There's the tie-in. Oh, rhinoplasty, Giraffe Manor.
It always works out in the end, doesn't it? So
awesome. Well, that's really cool, Angela. Yeah. I like that. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that, but it's really cool to know that people are out there. It's a thing.
If this podcast takes off, and if you guys tell two people, and they tell two people, and they tell two people.
Right.
I picture one day maybe us being able to give away a trip with Molly and Angie to Nairobi, like, to Giraffe
Manor.
Instead
of just talking about things, we would actually go and experience things.
With our listeners. Yes. We would pick two lucky listeners to go with us. So really, this is all up to you guys. Make it happen. Win that trip. Go to Nairobi. Live your dream. So you're living your best life, you guys. So honestly, in all honesty,
you're a nerd.
Yeah, I know. Every single one of us, every single one of you that listens, we are grateful, as we say every time.
Absolutely,
so,
thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thanks for always just tuning in and making us laugh and giving us the opportunity to make you laugh.
Yeah, and we've been trying to really get stuff up on the Instagram.
Yeah.
_ so that's a thing.
Yep.
To just random stuff that we come across that we can't, you know, make a podcast or a whole episode
out of,
you know, but I think we've found some pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
So,
and please keep sending us your stuff. You know, we love looking at it. We love seeing what you guys,
absolutely,
you know, have and find. Cause I think eventually each week I keep thinking, oh gosh, am I going to have a topic?
What am I going to come
up with? The universe is like, I got you.
Absolutely. Awesome. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.